This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com and Equities.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on my radar about a month or two ago. We're talking about Global Poltrusion Group Corp. They trade on the OTC markets. You can find them under the ticker symbol GPGC. And with us today, we're very fortunate to have him. He's the president, Romero Guerrero. Romero, welcome to the show. I greatly appreciate for your time.
Thank you very much. We're happy to be here.
You know, you guys are an engineering firm that centers the needs of utility companies, and you provide poles and towers that outperform their steel and wood concrete counterparts. That being said, what is your expertise in that particular industry?
We have been doing engineering for structures for the past 30 years related to telecom towers, utility towers, and distribution poles. We have been using, until 10 years ago, normal materials, wood and concrete. 10 years ago, we decided that we needed to move forward in the industry, and we came up with the composite material pole, which weighs a fraction of the weight of the cement poles and the wooden poles, and it has a lot of other utilities on its side, like weight reduction and no rust, non-conductive, that kind of thing.
Where are you guys located at? And tell us a little bit about your manufacturing.
The manufacturing right now is being done in our plant in Cleveland, Ohio. GPG is a Florida company. And the engineering is based in Montreal, Canada.
You know, I see a lot of poles up there, especially, you know, for wind, sun, solar, even cell towers and stuff like that. How did you guys come up with your product?
The needs, we've been doing tower design for telecom for a long time, and the biggest problem we had was rust and weight. We said we got to move forward, so we started doing design of using fiberglass and different types of structural resin, and the result was great, so we exposed it. We got very good reception, and 3 years ago we decided to start the commercial activities, which brought us to projects in Panama, potential projects in the U.S. Virgin Islands, potential projects in Peru, as well as Brazil. We are now also starting to develop Africa.
You know, you bring up a very interesting point. The point that I looked at, I found it fascinating. A plant in Panama, I think you guys did a contract or at least an LOI with Los Santos Energy Corp. Could you bring my listeners up to speed on that project?
We have an association with a Panamanian entity, and the Los Santos Energy Corp was created. One of the ways that we found to be able to show our product was for us to start doing our own solar and renewable energy projects. Los Santos Energy Corp is in the process of acquiring the purchase power agreements with different private entities in Panama so that we'll deliver 10 megawatts of solar energy. We will be backing up that solar energy with biomass. We'll be delivering what we call reserve energy to the solar energy group so that we can deliver electricity 24 hours a day.
My guest today is Romero Guerrero. He is the president of Global Poltrusion Group Corp. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol GPGC. How do you find your clients, and who are your clients?
Our clients are found as of now, with the utility companies in this country. The North American market, Canada and the USA, are in the process of renewing their networks, where in Central America and South America, they're in the process of delivering energy to the rural areas. So what we do is rather simple for us, because there isn't that many utility companies. There is maybe 20 in the USA. There is 10 in Canada. In Brazil, there is 4. So our clients are not many, so we're able to meet with them through our connections and own experience that I've had internationally. I have done a lot of structures in Brazil, in India, We've done a lot of work also in Central America. We have delivered poles in El Salvador, Nicaragua, and right now we're delivering poles for Brazil.
You know, I was reading somewhere, it possibly could have been on your website, but 1.4 billion people still don't have electricity in the world. Is that true?
It's actually very true. If you look at the urban areas, they're well developed. And even those areas in Central and South America don't necessarily get electricity 24 hours a day. When it comes to the rural areas, the cost of bringing that electricity to them is very high due to the cost of transporting heavy steel towers. We're making a difference on that side because the transport and installation of our towers is a fraction of the cost of a steel tower.
Well, you know, one of the questions that I had for you is, like, when you're on the OTC markets, especially unaudited financials, how do you fund your poles? That's my first question. The second question is, right now, I think you guys are pre-revenues. When do you think that you guys might turn to revenues, cash flow, sometime in the fourth or first quarter of 2019?
As it is right now, we're starting to deliver poles for a contract we just got in Brazil. So those revenues should start within the next month and a half, 2 months. As far as the solar energy for Los Santos, we hope that we'll be able to start construction of the solar networks by January, which puts us in the revenues by probably June, July of 2019.
In closing here, Romero, what would you want my listeners to take away from this interview?
The fact that we are a not common a renewable energy company that will be using its infrastructure to develop the market, and that our technology is the next thing when it comes to structures for the utility markets.
You've been listening to Stock Day. We're always ahead of the curve line. Take a look at Global Poltrusion Group Corp. They're trading around $2 a share, going to be starting revenues here in the next 2 to 4 months. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol GPGC. And I want to thank you for coming on the show, Romero. You're always welcome. I wish you nothing but continued success.
Thank you very much for having us.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.